In 1982, when Dick Butera took ownership of the Aspen Club, it was the largest private multi-sports facility in the nation.
Believe it or not, at the end of Ute Avenue, this crazy guy who built the club, by the way, he was a coke addict, but he was insane, because no one would ever build a 60,000-square-foot club in a town of 5,000 or 6,000 people. I mean, it didn't make any sense whatsoever.
The history of the Aspen Club is full of larger-than-life personalities, financial swings, and yes, drugs.
When I got to Aspen, it was cool to be stoned. And after we did a couple of years, it became cool to be fit. And fitness took over in Aspen. Many of the drug dealers became fitness freaks because they used to come to the club and work out.
Including Stephen Grabo, who was blown up in his car in the parking lot after playing tennis at the Aspen Club in what authorities suspect was murder. Butera's initial focus for the club was as a tennis center. A short list of regulars includes Billie Jean King, Martina Navratilova, Chrissy Everett, John McEnroe, and Bjorn Borg. Jane Fonda, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Michael Jordan, and Tom Brokaw have also sweated out at the club.
Blow out this whole wall. Drop the pool down to this level. So you can
during the final days before a 10-month shutdown for renovation, I asked current club owner Michael Fox if there was pressure to keep the Aspen Club fancy due to its notorious history.
Fancy I hate, quite frankly. And I think we associate fancy with exclusive. And I actually think the Aspen Club's going to be the opposite of that.
Just as the club was recognized nationwide for its sports therapy component in Butera's day, Fox hopes the renovated facility will lead the fitness industry as an integrated health center. He likens it to an extension of the mind, body, spirit philosophy behind the Aspen idea itself.
You know, we're a piece of that equation. You know, we're not the whole equation. Aspen's the whole. You know, when you add up everything, that's the equation. You know, we hope to become a valued piece of that equation. You know, no different than, listen, the Ski Mountain is, but no different than the Aspen Institute is. But, I mean, all those things are pieces of the overall fabric of Aspen that make it great.
Club members have been offered passes to other area exercise facilities. Construction is scheduled to take 10 months, with the pool being completed by summer 2017. Allison Bektish, Aspen Public Radio News.